The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
They don't talk about it as much, but apparently, according to DJ Automatic and Anthony A., men care a little bit about how they look for summertime, too.
Of course we do.
T-shirt season, but not as much as women, but it's coming.
I think.
And you've been noticing a little bit.
No, there's some men out there that care way more than women do. But they're called bodybuilders.
No, I know. There's some men that are in shape year-round, just like there's some women. But, you know, according to a recent study, the dad bod is the number one sexy bod in America.
I got that one wrapped up.
All right, so say you want to lose some inches from your belly. You could lose up to an inch in 1 week, and we're going to tell you how right now inside the Fat Club. Let's begin today's episode. We finally get to talk about Anthony A's breakup. Welcome to Monday. Oh, good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Tell him the rules.
Well, yes, the rules were that we could not speak about my breakup until everybody was successfully moved out of the old apartment.
And where
that,
where you resided with her.
Yes.
With the ex.
And that is complete now, and I'm in my new place.
All alone, with
my dog and a backyard. It's good, dude.
So Anthony gave me a ride home last week, and I started asking about the ex, and he's like, "Now, come on, now, full moon
on a full moon night, she's gonna start asking about my ex girlfriend, dude. What are you doing, Dana?
Got
come
all
on.
Up in your feels?
Oh, she was trying to get me, but I didn't, dude. I think I played it pretty classy.
You know what's
dude.
Crazy? I got home, my dogs were howling, so everybody was in their feels. I was like, "What is going on? My huskies, I had to go back there and say,
oh man.
I actually had a couple the other night. Night asked me about your breakup. They were like, "I haven't heard Anthony talk about his girlfriend anymore." And I was like, I told them, I was like, "Oh, they broke up, but we can't talk about it until Anthony's ready
well,
to talk about it."
Well, this entire week.
Well, we're on now.
Yeah, this entire week is dedicated to Anthony A's breakup. You get all the tea, okay?
Oh, dude, are they trying to be a triple or what?
No, they were just like, I swear to God, they were like, "Oh, we haven't heard Anthony say anything about his girlfriend."
Because they're like, "Are y'all going to go double dating?"
Dude,
we get that all the time.
Man, I saw Antonio Brown dip out at the end of his football season, and I was like, "You know what? I'm going to do the same thing."
Oh,
Take that.
I swear to God, I might be courtside with Antonio and Ye by the night by May, bro.
That's not right. All right, National Day, Anthony.
Give me my rain boots, Kanye. It's National Countdown Day because it's 3, 2, 1. You know what I'm saying? March
3, 21st. 3, 2, 1, Anthony single. Yeah.
You guys are so excited. National Single Parent Day. What's up?
Hey,
what's
at least up? That's not the story.
Yeah, at least you didn't get her pregnant.
Oh, my God. All right.
Ooh, that would have sucked.
Okay, all right, bud, all right, that's enough now. National Common Courtesy, which Automatic has none, that's apparent, and then we'll wrap it up on National Fragrance Day.
Oh, ooh. Fragrance, okay, so I have, well, first of all, let me ask you both, and I already know yours, but nobody does. DJ Automatic, your signature fragrance?
Marc Jacobs.
Yeah, it smells so good, and it's so rare, so when you walk in a room.
I don't know if it's rare, you can buy it at the store.
It's not a big seller, though, but for some reason on your body, it smells so
good. It works
so
with my
good.
Body chemistry,
oh, so
yes.
Good. What you wear?
Single Ladies by Beyonce.
60% of the time, it works every time.
I can't wear perfume. When I do, it smells like urine.
Oh,
I know.
No, Dana has like a weird like body chemistry, which makes it does. It smells.
I swear. How many have I tried?
It smells like cat pee.
But I do wear Philosophy, which is a clean smell. That's good, right? That one's good. It's soap. Anyway, now that I'm depressed because I can't wear perfume.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As Anthony A said, t-shirt season, bikini season, all of the above, it just kind of snuck up on us. Yeah. You know, so inside the Fat Club today, I'm going to teach you how to lose up to an inch of that muffin around your gut. You could be in a week that you do this if you follow these instructions closely.
So you're going to tell us how to get rid of belly fat.
Yeah, man.
I like to call it the masa top. That's all I like to call mine. Mainly dedicated to burritos. But yes, please, Dana, I'm excited
for
this.
Well, you know, you guys are playing basketball and you look good standing up. Hmm? Now, I didn't take no video of y'all sitting down.
Oh, what are you talking about? No, bro, listen, dude. My breast size right now is probably like an A. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got.
You can wear a training bra.
Bro, I'm thick around the size right now, dog. But, you know, listen, I didn't sign up to be an athlete. I signed up to sit down and talk to a microphone, okay?
Well, we were walking the other day, we were wogging our dogs, and Otto, I said, "Why are you wearing that t-shirt again?" He's like, "This is my fit t-shirt. When I can fit into this, I'm good."
Yeah, you have to have a t-shirt that you know that when you, that you're in good shape, looks good on you, and it doesn't look good on me right now.
Well, both of you have made a lot of progress, though, in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, my winter body is, like, slowly shedding away.
Okay. So if you want to lose belly fat, there's 5 things you should do. And like I said, you could lose up to an inch if you follow these things to a T. Number five, drink water, drink water, drink water. Now, we say that a lot, but how often are you really drinking water? Are you drinking soda at breakfast? You're not going to lose your belly fat.
I mean, you see those people walking around with their little handheld water things.
With the measuring things?
Yes, like a gallon at a time. Try it.
Number four.
Automatic didn't seem excited about that.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
You're not trying it, but you
can. But you can. Okay. Number four, start the day with protein, whether it's eggs, tofu, salmon, some kind of protein, or a protein shake.
Oh.
Okay, get it done. Protein builds muscle. Muscle burns more calories than fat.
There's one drawback to the protein shake, and that is the bathroom.
You get a little farty.
Yeah, that is a thing. Ladies, there's also another type of protein shake you can start your day off with, too. Guaranteed to keep your man excited and happy.
Stop. Number three, add fatty fish to your diet and fatty vegetables. So avocado, any type of fish. It's interesting, right, that we've been taught that fat is a bad thing when it's absolutely not.
So avocado helps you get rid of belly fat?
Oh, yeah. Avocados, bananas, fatty fish. It's weird because we've been taught that fat is this bad word, and it's absolutely not. It's highly processed fats, you know, that are bad for not only your belly, your heart.
Yeah, I love bananas.
No bueno. Yeah, I've seen you put a banana in your mouth.
There's one thing I do. I'm not afraid to put a banana in the back of my throat. I'll tell you that, boy. In good health, though, right? Trying to get rid of this masa top.
Number two, reduce refined carbs. That goes back to like the fatty stuff.
What is refined carbs? Please define that for me.
It's just fake carbs. It's bad Cheetos.
I thought it was carbs who went to college.
No. They're so refined.
Carbs that drink wine.
I went to Cornell.
Gentlemen carbs.
Gentlemen carbs.
Okay, if it didn't grow in the dirt, if it didn't walk on the earth, it's no bueno for you. If it was made in a factory, it's no good. Does that make sense? And the number one thing you should be doing, include aerobic activity. I just talked about us taking our daily walks, which is somewhere between a walk and a jog, and weightlifting into your exercise routine. There's this other thing that we've been taught. Weights are going to make me get big. Weights are going to bulk me up. No, they're not. They're not going to bulk you up. They're going to build muscle. Therefore, you're going to burn more calories and shed the belly fat that you're trying to get rid of.
You missed like the most important thing on how to get rid of belly fat.
I'm scared to ask you. Did you automatically?
No, this is real. Stop drinking alcohol. That's
sure.
Especially like beer and liquor. Oh, that makes you fat.
I didn't want to depress anybody. If you do all of the above, you can lose up to an inch of belly fat in a week. Take your little measurements, try it out, and let's catch up at this time again next week and see how you did. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is clarifying that Pete Davidson did not get a tattoo with her name in it. It's actually a brand. We're going to play the audio from the Ellen Show right now. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, this story, and more. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Adrian Peterson celebrating his birthday and Diggy Simmons celebrating his birthday as well, too.
All right, so Cardi B retweeted My Chemical Romance. She loves them. She thinks they're great. I'm not and the internet's going crazy.
I think they suck. And I'll just say this. They're not a good band. Now, if she would have been talking about Paramore, that's another good
let's
emo
have this
band.
Combo let's, later during
yeah,
the week, okay?
And I want to have the conversation about how Automatic compared Limp Bizkit to Gym Class Heroes, dog. Almost swung on you right now, bro.
They're
shout out Travis McCoy, dog.
Travis McCoy, what are you?
And while I'm here,
why do you have this love affair with Travis McCoy?
He was an underrated rapper, bro. And
no, he was not underrated. I'm sorry. He might have been overrated.
Oh, we'll explore this conversation later in the week. Now I want to talk about a collaboration that I want to see. Jack Harlow and Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion been talking about Dolly Parton lately. I'm ready for a Jack Harlow-Dolly Parton collaboration. She is finally getting her flowers. The woman wrote Whitney Houston's biggest song, I Will Always Love You.
I love Dolly Parton.
Keep it going for Jack Harlow too. He stopped drinking, and he said that he just you know wanted to put the alcohol down while he's like feels that he's in the prime of his life.
Feels good.
Quit drinking. Now he's going for way older ladies, huh?
All right, and then finally, Kim Kardashian sat down with the Ellen Show and spoke openly about just feeling like it's time for her to have fun.
I encourage my friends and the people that I love just to be happy, and I went for it. I'm in my 40s, like, just go for it. Find your happiness.
And yes, of course, she addressed her new boyfriend, Pete Davidson, clarifying that's not a tattoo he got on his chest. It's a brand.
But Kim won isn't a tattoo. It's actually a branding. I just think he was like, I want something that's there that I can't get rid of my tattoos, because he's in the process of getting rid of his arm tats and his neck tats. So he's like, I don't want to be able to get rid of it or to cover it up.
They're feeling each other right now. I mean, this is, you know.
This whole time, the way Pete Davidson's been getting all these hot chicks is by tattooing them on himself?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I mean, you look at her. She's like a giggly teenager over this guy.
Because I'll go get a tattoo right now.
She's giggly over the freaking brand. And I mean, she's not giggly over the brand.
She's giggly over something else. Trust me. But the thing is that
Pete Davidson, every girl loves him for a minute, and then they're like, oh, I can't believe I was with him.
Nobody said that.
Well, their actions did. That's why they're not with him anymore.
Well, people break up. That's how it is. Kim Kardashian's not with her ex-husbands anymore.
Bro, Kim K is a beast, dog.
Why?
Her husband is out here crying to the world.
And her boyfriend put a brand on him.
And then she jumps on Ellen and says how much she loves it. Bro, this is going to change the way women think going forward,
dog. I'm telling you, this is why I'm on Kanye's side. That woman is the devil.
When you say that, that is so dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
If our daughter was being treated the way Kanye West is treating her, you would be on that man's side?
Hell no.
Okay, then shut the up. I'll be back with more coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your sign? Let's get it started with you, Madi. Woo woo. Okay, Madi, last week, the full moon, all that. You know, you told us about it, right? I have to tell you now that my dog started howling Monday, Tuesday. By Thursday, they were howling every single night. We have huskies. It was scary. Why were they doing this? What do you think? Is it really that crazy, a full moon?
Yes, it is. The full moon energy is like out of this world, literally. Right?
I guess so.
Sure, Madi, can I ask you a question too? Because I got a story too. Thursday, remember you were like, last Thursday was a full moon night and you got to be careful with your emotions?
Yeah.
Guess what Dana did? She asked me about my ex-girlfriend that night.
Why would
anybody do that?
Come on.
On a full moon night. Siramati, on a full moon night.
Made our dogs howl.
She sent me home by myself, dude.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so before we get our spiritual forecast for this week.
Hold on. I want to hear about why the dogs are howling at the moon.
Okay, why are the dogs howling at the moon, and why was Anthony sad?
I was sad because of the full moon.
Had nothing to do with spiritual reading.
Okay,
just a broken heart.
Why are the dogs howling? What causes that kind of feeling? They sounded like they were longing, or it was weird.
The dogs they're very spiritual. Animals in general are very connected to the elements, to the energies of the universe, mm-hmm. a lot more than us as humans, because our human nature is to logically explain things, but when we go back to like our own ancestors, we did look at the cycles of the moon. We looked at the cycles of the universe, and we were a lot more connected. The moon can increase the tides of the ocean. Then the dogs are definitely picking up on that energy.
Well, let me tell you, my neighborhood heard it. They heard it and they felt it. Okay, now let's get into our listener who's getting her reading today.
Hi, Dana. Love your show. I would love to get a reading this morning. I am a Virgo. My name is Laura. Birthday is September 13th. And overall, just wanting to get an insight on this year of financial stability, where I will be, as well as my business growth.
Okay, so how do you feel about Miss Laura and her question?
I am picking up on some energy that tells me that she needs to be a lot more flexible, because she's trying to control the outcome of everything. And that's very normal, right? When we're talking about finances, we want to make sure that they go our way. But with her specifically, I feel like she's overly emotional and overly invested into really trying to control this. It's time for her to start releasing a little bit, be a little bit more flexible so that things start flowing. Because if she's too rigid, that's exactly what she's attracting.
Dana needs to listen to this advice.
Not when it comes to money. You do, Mr. Rigid.
Okay. Like,
and as far as a prediction for her, I do feel that within a year from now, things are going to start looking better. And I know that that's like a long time from now. Time does fly, though. But what she needs to do in the meantime is appreciate what she currently has and actually start giving a little bit of herself, charity work, or just even if it's with her family, contribute a lot more to that. And things actually will start looking around for her.
I love it. Okay, I love that. Now that we're out of this full moon weirdness, what does our spiritual forecast for the week look like?
life has been hard. I will say that, especially because the economy is going a little bit wobbly right now. The gas prices are crazy. And I feel like a lot of this energy is causing us to think of the financial things, right? Money. We have to really stay on top of our game as far as our budget. But I also feel like we need to change our perspective. It's a lot harder for us sometimes because we only have our own experiences to go off of when it comes to like, what's the future look like? We have like preconception of what that may look like because of our past experiences. But Spirit is saying that we are going to go in a successful path, but we need to learn sometimes to wait, okay? To wait a little bit longer and to really gain that perspective, new perspective in our life.
Patience is a virtue. That's what my nana used to say.
Enjoy the journey, too. Yes. That's part of the process, right?
I'm so guilty of that. You're right about that, Anamat. Yeah.
That's what
push
I was talking about.
And push.
Yeah. You
want to
push and push
now.
And push and make it happen immediately, which is a very much a female attribute.
Whoa, I didn't say that. Oh, whoa.
Stop down there, misogyny. That's how you talk.
There was nothing misogynistic about that.
Okay, well, actually, you know what, Automatic? I don't agree with you on that because it was my grandmother who was the one who always would tell me, hey, don't forget to stop and smell the flowers. And smoke some if you want to, too. But,
hey, shout out to Nana!
Love you, Stella!
Hey, all right, if you would like a spiritual reading with Seer Mahdi, hit us right now on the phones. We'll take your call or add Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, your name, date of birth, no year, and then your question. And of course, please follow at Illis Divinity. That is Seer Mahdi's personal page, and you can set up a private reading with her. Mahdi, as usual, you're so funny. We love you. Thank you so much. I can't wait till next week.
Love you, Mama.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Big news in food news if you love KFC. And also, the hottest hashtag has to do with you sharing Netflix passwords. There is a lot going on today, this Monday. Welcome, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, I got some bad news. The director of product innovation for Netflix just announced the company will enable members who share outside their household to do so easily and securely for a small fee.
Oh.
They give us a gift.
So if you share your password, you have to pay for it now?
Fun time's over.
How much?
They set a small fee, which means it's not small.
They haven't said how much.
No, and a test will be launched in the next couple of weeks in Chile, Costa Rica, Peru. It's not clear if Netflix will track down accounts with shared passwords.
I was going to say, how can they tell? Because, like, let's say I go to the hotel one night and I want to sign into my Netflix.
Because all my family's out of state.
Well, thanks for ratting us out, Dana.
Dude, how much Netflix are you boosting, Automatic, that you're really concerned about this?
I'm the one who pays for it. It's everybody else that's going off ours.
I got all the familia hooked up, man. All right, and in food news, KFC is offering an 11-course meal created by Michelin chef Nelly Robinson. I guess this is a big deal to be a Michelin chef.
Yes, it's a huge deal.
You'll get supercharged wings, beautifully charred over a bed of potato and gravy course with a potato bun, accompanied by a gravy candle, popcorn chicken served with celery soup, mushroom ganache and basil, an original recipe drumstick dusted with quinoa and edible gold, all served on a plate shaped like Colonel Sanders' face, but it's only available in Australia.
What? I was going to say, give me a bucket of chicken. I don't need all of that.
This sounds good. Edible gold drumstick.
I'm sure it's amazing. When I go to KFC, I want a bucket of chicken.
What the hell is celery soup, dog? Come on. What is that?
I'm sure it tastes amazing.
No.
I like celery soup. I've never had celery soup. I'm lying. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Fragrance Day. Ooh.
I can't wear perfume. It smells like urine when I put it on my body.
Okay. That's a fact.
Fun right Dana there. Cortez fact.
Yeah. We also have National Single Parent Day. So shout out to the ones that got the kids this weekend.
Single mom, single dad.
Whoop, whoop. And it is also National Common Courtesy Day.
All right.
But it's 3, 2, 1, National Countdown Day.
And Anthony A. has moved into his new apartment. So 3, 2, 1. We're finally going to talk about his breakup this week.
I thought you were going to say 3, 2, 1, Anthony single.
That too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. I love time traveling with DJ Automatic. Got this segment called Music Facts, and we're going back in time. Where are you taking us?
I'm taking you back to 1966 when Christopher Edward Martin,
known
as DJ Premier, was born in the 5th Ward in Houston, Texas.
H-Town. A lot of people might not know DJ Premier's from Houston, Texas.
Yes, he's from Houston, and he went He moved to Brooklyn, then he moved back to Houston to go to school to Prairie View, and then he went back to New York, and that's when he became DJ Premier with Guru and Gangstar, and then he's produced, you know, for like Jay-Z, Kanye West.
You think most people think he's from New York, though? I mean, I always thought that until you said something about him and Travis Scott recently. Oh, yeah. They have a connection.
So Travis Scott's dad and DJ Premier actually grew up together.
So no wonder Travis knows about music and production and all that. All right, so where are we going next?
Next, we're going to 1997 when the great movie Selena came out today in movie theaters.
Oh, starring?
I can eat a whole medium pizza by myself.
Jennifer Lopez. I love Selena. I mean, it was crazy, though, is that I feel like her stardom has reached like another level the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah, the Selena fanatics have definitely come out the last couple years, which is fun, though. It's cool.
No, I love it. I love it.
What a great person to pay tribute to.
I wish she was here to see it all, though. You know, I mean, I think at the time, she was big, and don't get me wrong, people loved her, but it's different. And I think because the Mexican-American population has grown so much, there's just even more appreciation for what she did for entertainment at the time, you know?
Anything for Salinas.
All right, where are we going next, DJ Automatic?
We're going to 2001 when Eminem was ordered to pay his ex-wife, Kim, $476,000 as part of their divorce agreement. He got to keep his house, and he got joint custody of his daughter, Haley Jade.
You know that he ended up raising Haley.
Dude, right? like Haley's hot now.
Haley is good looking. She's a beautiful girl,
so
but she
I actually
didn't
found a clip of Kim talking about Eminem as a father.
Wow, Kim Hurst, his wife, yes. His ex-wife.
He's an excellent father. He loves the kids very much. Whenever there's anything, a field trip or anything that has to do with school or any of the activities that she's involved in, you know, he's always right there with her. If there's anything that, you know, if she's upset about something or needs to talk or just needs to be comforted, he's always lending a helping hand. You know, he always wants to be there for her.
Oh, that's so nice to know that Eminem is like, he's a weirdo, but he's a great dad.
I would know they got married again.
Oh, ask
and
that?
Divorced again.
I don't know if they got divorced again.
They've been married and divorced twice.
Oh, my God. I would love to see chaperone Eminem.
Chaperone Eminem. Who's going to chaperone? Your dad, Marshall's coming again? All right, y'all. That's your music facts with DJ Automatic inside the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about how to lose that stubborn belly fat. Whew. And then myself, Anthony A., and my compadre, Sir DJ Automatic, stumbled across the great question, does losing weight add inches? You know what I'm talking about, homies. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show.
You think just guys are going to be listening to this? Well, there's going to be some girls that are going to be like, wait, hold on. What did he just say?
Sweetie, go ahead and turn the radio up right now. This part's for you. But that's, I think that's something that has crossed my mind and reason to get healthier. It would make sense that if you lose weight down there, then
or lose weight all over, yes.
Then it actually will appear bigger? Or what are you thinking here?
So from what the study says, it says that for every 35 pounds you lose, you will gain an inch.
Oh, okay.
So I have some tips on how to lose weight, guys.
Everybody's like, yo, all right, let's kick off those tips, dog.
First thing you got to stop doing is drinking like excessive amounts of alcohol. That belly fat ends up, you know, in that little in between area too.
So maybe you kind of slow down a little bit. Maybe you I like to go Tito's and water.
How about that? Or, you know, if you don't drink a six pack every night.
Don't do that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Do you want to continue to have 6 inches? Then drink those six beers.
Some guys are wishing they had 6 inches.
And exactly the size of a sea batter.
That's me.
All right, the next one. Exercise.
Oh, okay. Gotta pump it.
Yeah, I mean, you get the blood flowing, and guess where else it's gonna flow to?
Beautiful. There it is. You love that.
And the last, but probably the most painful one, is don't eat fast food because there's a lot of trans fats in there, and those trans fats they end up in your belly, which makes your thing look smaller.
Dude, bro, I love a good burger, dog. I've been tackling double cheeseburgers, bro.
Do you want to be, you know, Long Dong Silver? Or do you want to be Long John Silver?
Be the guy with the big kielbasa.
Think about it. And remember, it is a fact. For every 35 pounds, you gain an inch, homies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know what's interesting? The whole full moon thing, I had to tell Automatic that I felt uneasy. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I felt just not good and just like something was about to go down. But the whole time, it was just the energy. Or my period. I don't know. I still haven't figured it out.
I'm going to chalk it up to the second one.
All right. Here's more of the podcast.